Fairly Reliable Bob's. You get parts and service at cost for as long as you own your car. Fairly Reliable Bob's, right on the corner and right on the deal for over 40 years. From the Bi-Mart Traffic Studio, I'm Ron O'Brien.
Final look at weather with Jen Hawkins.
Good morning out there. A mild day shaping up for us today as we kick off the month of November. Expect a nice mix of sunshine and clouds today with high temperatures this afternoon climbing into the low to mid 60s ahead of our next cool down. It will be breezy this afternoon, especially for the areas east of Boise, but plan on gusts up to 25 miles an hour later in the day. Plan for another cold night ahead, too, with lows in the 30s tonight under mostly clear skies.
44 downtown at 8:35.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
Since Alliance Physical Medicine began offering advanced stem cell therapy, there have been a few fly-by-night clinics popping up with false promises. Don't fall for quackery. Alliance Physical Medicine is the only clinic in Idaho working with advanced stem cell therapy, and they deliver more injections than any other clinic. Most stem cell clinics are able to harvest about 2 million stem cells. With Alliance Physical Medicine's patented harvesting technology, that number is 50 million. They consistently treat you at the highest concentration, whether you suffer from joint pain or a metabolic disease. Regenerative medicine, including stem cell therapy and PRP, is available to actually treat your symptoms. Call today and learn about the different types of stem cell therapies available and your best options. Alliance Physical Medicine is an integrated clinic with a hands-on team approach to medicine, and they want to make a difference in your life. Call 208-322-7900 to schedule a consultation. 208-322-7900. Don't wait. Call now. Alliance Physical Medicine. Recover faster.
Alliance Physical Medicine. Recover faster.
Create an unforgettable event at Plantation Country Club. Book your company event or holiday party today. The professional staff at Plantation Country Club will work with you to take care of all of your needs. All you do is relax and enjoy your event. Holiday parties, weddings, award banquets, or corporate outings, Plantation Country Club is the location you're looking for. Call Plantation Country Club today to secure your date and take advantage of early booking incentives. Call Carly at Plantation Country Club, 208-853-4793. Stop waiting for glasses at iMart Express that can make your glasses in as little as 30 minutes. That's right. Buy today, wear today. Two pairs of single vision glasses start at just $38.71 and two pairs of progressives just $76.92. So for the best value in eyewear and same day glasses, come to iMart Express. Right glasses, right price, right now. For locations, visit iMartExpress.com.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience. Then, their proprietary job alerts notify the most qualified people to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
If you're talking about it...
They don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:39.
Paul J. and Chris on a Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm. A Wisconsin company headed by what Forbes magazine describes as the second richest self-made woman in the United States has bought the buildings that make up downtown Boise's Bodo Commercial District.
Now, there's three, right?
Yeah, the $25 million sale was to a company called Hendrix. And hang on here one second. The Hendrix Company is run by Diane Hendrix, and she is apparently the second richest, that's the way they say it, is the second richest self-made woman in the United States. She chairs ABC Supply, that's what it is, one of the nation's largest wholesale sellers.
Yeah.
The $25 million sale to Hendricks Commercial Properties of Beloit, Wisconsin, includes two buildings anchored by P.F. Chang's, and then across the street, the Edwards Boise Downtown Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It also includes ground floor business sites under the parking garage, the public parking garage across Broad Street from Edwards. Altogether, the buildings have 19 total tenants. Mike Christensen, who is a commercial real estate broker for Colliers International and has been in here before, they handled the sale. And he said they like the dynamics of the Boise market and wanted to have a larger presence out west. Hendricks, as I said, is owned by Diane Hendricks. She's 70. She also chairs ABC Supply, one of the nation's largest wholesale sellers of windows, roofing, and siding. She has run the company since the death in 2007 of her husband, Ken, who was one of the co-founders. ABC Supply has more than 700 locations and reports sales of $7.2 billion, according to Forbes. It operates one Idaho store, which is over on North Franklin Road in Nampa, 925 North Franklin. Diane Hendricks founded the property management company in 1974 in Beloit, which is her hometown. She got her start as a single mother.
Been to Beloit many times.
Fixing up homes in Beloit, which is a bit of a depressed manufacturing town,
yes,
of 37,000, next to the Illinois state line north of Rockford,
mm-hmm.
according to...
which is north of Freeport, which is where I'm from.
Exactly, to a profile this summer in the New York Times. She is working to turn Beloit into a high-tech center. The company today has holdings in 33 states, with buildings totaling more than 11 million square feet. Forbes pegged her net worth at $5.1 billion. In its list of the richest self-made women, Hendricks was just below Marion Ilitch, who was a co-founder of Little Caesars Pizza with Mike Ilitch, who also has a net worth of $5.1 billion. The Bodo sale, first reported by the Idaho Business Review, closed last Wednesday. Colliers listed the properties, which include 119,000 square feet of space, at the beginning of March.
It's kind of a strange layout, those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They, I don't know, they're not compatible. They don't face each other right. There's an awkward feeling to them, but they're in a great location.
There was national, regional, and local interest, Christensen said. We're seeing a lot of demand from investors. Interest rates are low, the economy is healthy, and Boise is a very prosperous community. So there's such demand for investors to check the Boise market. Neither Rob Gerbitz, the CEO of Hendricks Commercial Properties, nor Michael Antioni of Bodo, the sellers, could be reached on Tuesday. Bodo opened late in 2005, as you recall.
Mm-hmm.
Developer Mark Rivers bought four square blocks of the old 8th Street Marketplace from JRS Properties, a company owned by J.R. Simplot's family.
Yep.
The 8th Street Marketplace had been a limited success. And I liked it, you know, back in the old days. I thought the 8th Street Marketplace was a fun place to be. But there were a lot of stores that would move in and out of there.
Yeah.
And they had a hard time competing against Boise Town Square, which opened in 1988, the mall.
Well, look at the stores that have come and gone.
Yeah.
Ann Taylor's been in there and then they've gone. What was the young people's store that was there on the corner?
I don't remember. Urban Outfitters.
Urban Outfitters,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the men's store. That's come and gone.
Yeah.
A lot of them have come and gone, and the only ones that have really stayed are restaurants.
Yeah.
The Five Guys Hamburgers Place, the Pizza Place,
mm-hmm.
P.F. Chang's, all of the, you know, and the movie theaters, of course.
Yeah.
Have been there. The coffee shop there on the corner has changed hands four or five times.
Mm-hmm. Boise Town Square opened in 1988, of course. Merchants complained then that customers of the 8th Street Marketplace wouldn't cross Front Street, which is five lanes, for what they called a limited shopping experience. But Rivers thought the area was ripe for creating a cool neighborhood, and that's, yes, it's kind of what they did.
Well, I mean, go down there on Friday night.
It's like you were talking about the restaurants and the places to go and
bars,
you know, sip wine on the patio and stuff like that. There's a bunch of those. People will cross Front Street if there is a destination there that makes it worth crossing Front Street, Rivers told the Idaho Statesman back in 2005. He did that by securing a commitment from P.F. Chang's, which said it had been looking at Boise for several years but hadn't found a suitable location. The Chinese restaurant anchors the northwest corner of 8th and Broad Streets. You remember before that, we used to do these shows where we would say what chains that you've been to, whether they be stores or any kind of business, especially restaurants, what chains that are in other places in the United States but are not in Boise.
Would
you like to see come to Boise? And P.F. Chang's was always on the list, it seemed.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, people used to put Cheesecake Factory on the list because we didn't have one yet. And what else? Trader Joe's used to be on the list, and we didn't have that yet. And Whole Foods, and just a whole mm-hmm. bunch of them that have since come
They've
to town.
They've all come, yeah.
We're going to take a break and check traffic. It's 8:45.
Treat yourself in your home and schedule an appointment with Zero Res. Get your carpets retreated, cleaned and sanitized with empowered water with upfront pricing and a 30-day guarantee. Call them today at 383-1000. Here's Ron.
Great. To wrap things up, thanks, guys. Traffic is looking good again. I-84 moving just great. Don't have any late freeway issues. Even the connector 184 after the buildup earlier is looking good. Things quiet overall away from the freeway. Still some volume here and there. Highway 44 east of Highway 16 coming inbound or eastbound. There's a crash on the right shoulder, but doesn't look like any holdup on that now at all. From the Bi-Mart Traffic Studio, I'm Ron O'Brien.
The Russia thing turns out to be a bust, and there are elements of it starting to backfire because nothing's come of it. So they have moved directions to Trump is nuts. I think what's happening, every time Trump goes out, gives an interview, talks to the media, he proves that he's anything but insane. He proves he's not unhinged. He gives living evidence that the allegations about him are BS.
The original talker, Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 10 on 670 KBOI.
What does being Idaho's number one volume Honda dealer really mean? At Larry H. Miller Honda in Boise, it means a new state-of-the-art facility to serve you better. Low prices and high service. It means getting exactly what you want without the runaround. It also means having Idaho's largest selection of award-winning Honda vehicles, like the 2017 Honda Accord, recently given its 31st Car and Driver Top 10 Best Award. And Kelley Blue Book has named the Accord a 2017 Best Buy of the Year. Buy a new Accord at Larry H. Miller Honda in Boise with rates as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months. Thanks for making us Idaho's number one volume Honda dealer for 19 years. After all, our success is an experience you have.
Larry H. Miller Honda, the one you trust.
Larry H. Miller Honda, located in the Boise Auto Mall at Franklin and Cole and online at lmhonda.com. Driven by you.
$17.05 per month per 1,000 borrowed on approved credit.
This is Jim Stevens with Sandler Training. Insanity is doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results. Change is difficult and messy. As a result, most people push themselves to work harder because they don't realize there's an alternative. Sheer willpower and determination can only go so far in making a significant impact. Charisma or optimism alone is not enough to capture your ideal client at a price point that allows you to grow your business. Loyalty to employees and clients sustains a devoted following, but will not attract the talent or clients needed to help more people benefit from your services. Accurate systems and processes are vital. However, this alone is not going to achieve your desired results. Most business owners don't have the courage necessary to challenge their comfort zone. If you are the exception and are ready to roll up your sleeves, get messy and change, call me at Sandler Training, 208-429-9275. That's 208-429-9275, or connect on the web at crossroads.sandler.com.
Hi. This is Simone Biles. When kids believe in themselves, it's amazing what they can accomplish.
I believe I could be a pilot.
I believe I can be a professor.
A doctor.
A poet.
I believed I could be a gold medalist. And thanks to the love and support from my parents who adopted me when I was a foster kid, I was able to reach my dreams.
There are 400,000 foster kids in the U.S., and holidays can be challenging for many of them.
That's why Mattress Firm Foster Kids, a program of the Ticket to Dream Foundation, is collecting new toys for foster kids. With your donation, you can help foster kids in your community enjoy the holidays. To learn more or donate, visit mattressfirmfosterkids.org today.
I believe I could be anything.
Come to any Mattress Firm store today and donate a toy to help a foster child in your community. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
This is Frank Walker. My wife Annie and I have lived in Boise for 30 years. I am running for the Boise City Council because I want to help Boise continue to be a strong, vibrant city where everyone can thrive. I will work to redevelop the Boise Bench, create affordable housing closer to downtown, and enable Boise to gain control over its street design to help make our city safe and accessible. I want to put my extensive county, city, and legal experience to work for you. Vote Frank Walker for Boise City Council on November 7th.
Paid for by Walker for City Council. Annie Kosher. Show Treasurer.
We now know more about the police criminal investigation that forced Caldwell Representative Brandon Hickson to resign suddenly. Details are straight ahead on 670 KBOI. Now back to Paul Jay and Chris.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul Jay and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
It's 8:51. We were talking about some of the history of Bodo in the 8th Street Marketplace before that.
You know, and downtown is really growing toward Bodo.
Mm-hmm.
The Grove has really come to life and been remodeled, and a lot of new shops and new transit center.
When the Zions Bank building went in, too, a lot of things started to boom in the downtown area.
I like where downtown's going.
And I mentioned P.F. Chang's. That was one of those that used to end up on the list when we would ask people, we used to ask them 10, 15 years ago, what would you like to see come to Boise in terms of restaurants or any kind of a chain or retail stores? And people would always give us interesting lists of things we either had or hadn't heard of. Regal Entertainment, owner of the Edwards chain, agreed to locate there, too, after seeing the mixture of local stores and national retailers committed to Bodo. Bodo was a pioneer in establishing diverse national retail in the downtown core, Rivers said, from his home office this week, and helped the city move south of Front Street toward the river. Great projects like this require TLC and a commitment to creating place and distinction. Rivers said that he has not had any ownership in Bodo since 2007, and today he says downtown Boise is at a crossroads. Retail is fading to more restaurants and shopping plazas in Meridian that look like Scottsdale, Arizona, he said.
Yes.
And like, for instance, the
Village.
Very
much.
The Village. When they first built the Village in Meridian, the first time I went in there, I thought to myself, this reminds me of places near my in-law's house in Virginia. Right. Because they build those little shopping centers
outdoor
and things,
malls.
And they don't really look like shopping centers so much as they look like parts of little towns.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in downtown, we need to remain committed and courageous to keep the character and culture of a dynamic urban hub.
Boy,
and he says that actually means there needs to be more retail, not less. Now, the other Bodo tenants, Ann Taylor Loft, Avery Boutique, I'm not sure, Five Guys,
gone.
Cafe, is it Dart?
Yeah.
Fresh Cafe, Idaho Trust National Bank, Lunatic Fringe Salon, Meraki Greek Street Food, Office Depot, Randy Van Dyke, Swank Boutique, the Still, Upcycle, Idaho Eye Repair, Voxen Clothing, White House Black Market, and Yoitomo. Now, I've heard about that one. That's sushi and whatnot. People seem to like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Todd just gave it the thumbs up. Good. Then I think, and he knows what he's talking about.
There's a black and white. There's a bunch of other stores still in there.
I was reading a thing the other day. Somebody had going around Facebook about some chains that they wish would go national. And a lot of them were ones that we do have here now. One of them was Sizzler. I didn't even realize that Sizzler wasn't national, but apparently if you go to the eastern United States, you can't find one.
No, it's national. It's in Twin Falls.
Well, there we go. That's usually how we would judge it.
It's my determination.
And Jimmy John's was on the list, but it's in like 43 states. Mm-hmm. I mean, 43 states to me is close enough to national. But let's see, there was Rita's Italian Ice and Steak and Shake. I've still never been to a Steak and Shake. Something called
Go to Fresno.
Yeah.
They're everywhere in Fresno.
Taco Cabana, Portillo's hot dogs, Giordano's pizza, which I think is Chicago-style pizza. Somebody mentioned Perkins. And, you know, I mean, we've had Perkins forever at some point around here.
Let's aim a little higher.
Whataburger was one of them. Bojangles Chicken and Biscuits, which I've heard of but have never been to. And then somebody mentioned Wawa. Now, I've been to a Wawa, but just it was a gas station. I did not think of it as a place to go in and get food. But apparently, you know, it's a convenience store, but you can go in and get prepared foods. And I guess supposedly they're very good. Although, again, I stopped there for gas and didn't even bother to go inside, so... Somehow I met Kelly's Roast Beef was one of them. White Castle.
That's the first
time I ever heard about White Castle.
Illinois, people, baby.
People made fun of it.
Yeah.
And the same with Waffle House. That was one that they said they can't believe we didn't have a Waffle House. And I said, well, we do have places that, you know, have waffles and pancakes and whatnot and stay open all night. We have a Del Taco, and that was on the list. And then something called Stewart. Now, In-N-Out. I have still never been to an In-N-Out, and I tell you, that was my deal for a long time. I would travel to California or to Nevada.
Big deal about not much.
Okay, California or Nevada or Arizona, and I would think to myself, okay, I'm going to find an In-N-Out burger and be sure to go there. And I would always spot one right after lunch. You know, like
really?
we'd stop somewhere and have lunch, and then we'd
be belching
and
as
then,
you looked at
and
it.
Then, and then we'd get out on the highway, yeah, undoubtedly, and we'd get out on the highway or the freeway. And we'd probably go 3 miles, and there would be In-N-Out Burger. But I was never smart enough to look for one
first,
right? You know, first before we stopped and ate. I don't know.
They're okay. Their hamburgers are okay. Their French fries are just okay.
Yeah.
Their milkshakes are okay. Hamburgers are too damn small.
And Chick-fil-A was on the list, but of course we have those.
Yeah.
And somebody said the biggest complaint they had about Chick-fil-A. I mean, there was something about politics, but also they said they simply wished that on Sunday they'd be open so they could just go get one. But, you know, that's up to them. It's 8:56.
Older homes have a historical charm and elegance. Unfortunately, they also have older plumbing. Paul J. here from Meridian Plumbing. They can give your aging treasure a whole new plumbing system. Meridian Plumbing specializes in replacing fresh and wastewater pipes in older homes. They can replace just one section of pipe or redo the whole house from stem to stern. With over 30 years in the business, over 300 Google reviews with a perfect 5-star rating, Meridian Plumbing is the safe choice. They'll come out for free, give you choices, and let you decide what, if anything, you want done. From Boise to Caldwell, Eagle to Cuna, they won't charge a dime until you decide you want something fixed. Call 208-888-7555. That's 208-888-7555, or visit meridian-plumbing.com. And remember, if they don't answer the phone Meridian Plumbing, it's not Meridian Plumbing.
Did you know 11 million U.S. homeowners have packages stolen right off their doorsteps? That's 11 million Christmas presents gone. Alpha Home Systems wants to make sure your packages arrive safely under your tree. Right now, the first 10 callers get a free doorbell camera with a new security system from Alpha Home Systems. A $200 value. Call right now. 208-475-4440. 208-475-4440. The holiday season is a prime time for break-ins and theft. Protect your home with a security system from Alpha Home Systems. With your smartphone, you can lock doors, arm your system, turn lights on and off, access video from your cameras, and more. Schedule a consultation to design the best system for your home. Call Alpha Home Systems right now to get a free doorbell camera with your new system. 208-475-4440. 208-475-4440.
Alpha Home Systems, you're going to love.
Football fans, it's time for the Blueprint to a Bronco Win, brought to you by CBH Homes, proudly building homes with beautiful and durable LP SmartSide trim and siding. Following the best offensive performance of the season, where they moved the ball running and throwing and scored 41 points, the Blueprint to a Bronco Win this week will be to maintain and build upon their offensive momentum. Whether you're running a high-powered offense or buying a new home, you want to be on the winning team. As Idaho's number one home builder, Team CBH has been building the dream since 1992 for every lifestyle, and with a whole lot of love, one home at a time. Take 35 communities throughout the Treasure Valley. Add in endless options and you'll have the play of a lifetime. With over 16,000 loving homeowners and 25 years of experience, each CBH home is meticulously crafted with high-quality materials like LP SmartSide trim and siding, known for its extreme durability as well as its beautiful and warm cedar grain texture. To learn more, go to cbhhomes.com. And for info on LP SmartSide, go to lpcorp.com. Stay tuned all season for the CBH Homes Blueprint to a Bronco Win.
The best coverage for Bronco football in the Treasure Valley on 670 KBOI, Boise.
A Cumulus station.
Even praised Yates' dedication to the Republican Party. It's the Idaho Statesman that's reporting. Yates was Cheney's deputy assistant for national security from 01 through 2005. Opponents this time around include Republican Senator Marv Hagedorn of Meridian, Senator Bob Nannini of Coeur d'Alene, Representative Kelly Packer as well. The seat has attracted a wide range of candidates after the incumbent, Lieutenant Governor Brad Little, announced he wasn't going to run. Instead, he would be running for governor in 2018. Idaho's Lieutenant Governor presides over the state Senate, also serves as governor when the elected governor is out of state. A look at some real-time numbers for you now on 670 KBOI. Looking at the Dow this morning, it is still up 81 points right now. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News time is 9:06. Curtis wrote in a couple of times. Curtis of Boise wrote in a couple of quick instant messages when we were talking about the 8th Street. And we started talking about Bodo because Bodo has been purchased by the second richest self-made woman in the United States. She's a billionaire.
From Montana.
From Beloit, Wisconsin, actually.
Beloit, that's right.
And we started talking about that, and we were talking about 8th Street Marketplace and about how a lot of the real successful businesses down in that area have been restaurants that have come into town.
The ones with the legs.
Yeah, right, and we used to ask people, you know, what national chains or whatever would you like to see finally come to Boise that haven't? And Curtis says he disagrees with you about the In-N-Out burger. He said, I got to disagree with you about In-N-Out. They're wonderful. The double-double animal style, absolutely fantastic. Wish we had
a couple. Okay, now, what's this guy's name?
Curtis.
Yeah, you got me there because I don't know how to order all that fancy stuff. And there's a way to do it. So go ahead.
Okay. And then he said, he included, I wish we had Atomic Burger, which is also very good. And of course, I haven't been to that one either.
I've been to Atomic Burger.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Representative Brandon Hixon, or former state Representative Brandon Hixon. Rick has been talking about it during the news, and there's been some reporting on it by Cynthia Sewell in the Idaho Statesman. It says former state Representative Brandon Hixon is under investigation for sexual abuse, according to records provided by the Idaho Attorney General's office.
What is he alleged to have done?
Well, it's not the first time he's been the focus of such an investigation. Records newly obtained from the Caldwell Police Department show the existence of the new investigation, which started October 5th, was previously known. But no details had previously come out as to why Caldwell Police were investigating Hixon. Mm-hmm. Hixon, by the way, is 36 years old. An October 25th agreement that the Idaho Statesman obtained through a public records request mentions sexual abuse allegations but gives no other indication of the claims against Hixon. Canyon County Prosecutor Brian Taylor asked Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin to take over the case because of a conflict of interest. Taylor knows Hixon personally from his dealings with the Republican Party and has worked with him on a number of issues, according to Canyon County spokesman Joe Decker. Additionally, Taylor and Hixon live in the same district. Hixon, a Republican, resigned from his District 10 House seat October 19th. A Caldwell detective in December of 2014 looked into a claim that Hixon inappropriately touched someone, possibly a child, according to a partially redacted report the department provided in response to a separate public records request. Charges were never brought because the victim involved was not able to provide enough details, the report indicates.
Partially redacted.
It ends by noting the case could be reopened if the victim was able to communicate to us later that something has happened. The report mentions Hickson, saying such an allegation could ruin his political career. It is unclear whether the new investigation has any relation to the previous one. News of Hickson's new investigation broke on October 18th, and that day Hickson told the Idaho Statesman that he had not been charged with anything and that he had not resigned from the Idaho legislature. However, the next day he resigned from the Idaho legislature. Effective immediately, the resignation said,
yep,
through an email to Governor Butch Otter and to House Speaker Scott Bedke. The email did not state why Hickson was resigning. Hickson has referred all further questions about the investigation to his attorney, whose name is Gabriel McCarthy, and a comment from McCarthy or Hickson through McCarthy was not immediately available yesterday or today. Later,
there's a lot of wild speculation going on here.
There is, because people don't know the details.
And sometimes that's worse.
Yeah, quite often it is. Later yesterday, Bedke told the Associated Press that he was not aware of the 2014 investigation and declined further comment. Hickson was in his third term, which would have ended next November 30th, not this upcoming November 30th, but November 30th of 2018. He served on the House Business, Health and Welfare, Transportation, and Defense Committees.
So a fairly important player.
And he is apparently divorced and has a number of children. Three nominees to replace him, Jerome Wagoner, Donald Estep, and Jeff Taggart, have been forwarded to Governor Butch Otter for consideration.
Hmm.
But like I said, I mean, we don't have any other information than that necessarily.
No, kind of skeletal.
Yeah. Oh, well, I did get one more.
One thing, if you're... If you're going to run for public office,
have no skeletons?
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Dave of Boise wrote
something. You shouldn't have them anyway.
Yesterday, obviously, that thing happened in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And they have determined it was a terrorist attack. And we talked about, you know, what does and what doesn't constitute a terrorist attack. When somebody said, if you do something... and it's for religious purposes that it's a terrorist attack, and somebody else disagreed with that and said that, well, what about that thing in Las Vegas? You know, that was definitely a terrorist attack. And they said, well, no, not necessarily. That could have been just a mass murder. It doesn't matter, I don't think, to the people who have been shot.
No, not at all.
What the reason, or the people who have been run over in the case of what happened yesterday. But Dave of Boise brought up this question, which gets brought up a lot. Since I would like to know where all the anti-gun folks are regarding the most recent terrorist attack. If the terrorist used a gun, they would be all over that, and I agree they would. So why are they looking the other way in regards to automobiles? I don't know that they are necessarily looking the other way, but the anti-gun people aren't going to complain because somebody ran over people with an automobile. And he says, why isn't there some group that wants to ban vehicles? You can compare toe-to-toe guns with cars. They are both equally dangerous. Could this have happened if the driver had a newer vehicle with the anti-collision sensors? Maybe all vehicles without that technology should be banned or be made to add those sensors that would prevent this from happening. It would save more lives than banning a bump stock or limiting clip capacities without a doubt.
And would be...
Yeah,
incredibly expensive.
Well, there are a lot more people that die in car wrecks, but there are a lot more people that use cars than there are that use guns too. So I don't know what the statistics necessarily would show, but no, I mean nobody probably will call for banning trucks or cars or anything of that nature. Nobody's going to call for banning pellet guns or BB guns after this.
Paintballs
or paintball guns. But yeah, somebody always, and there are plenty of people who just simply do not like guns because there are people who use guns to kill other people. But again, you have a point there when you say the same people shouldn't like vehicles for that same reason. What they really don't like is people killing other people. And I think if they felt like nobody would ever use a gun to kill anyone, they would probably be fine with guns. I guess they would, because they seem fine with cars. On the other hand, you know, you could make all different kinds of arguments about how they're not exactly the same. For instance, you can't, you know, drive a gun anywhere. You can put it in your car and drive it somewhere, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, they're different. It's a good question, though. If somebody...
You don't think it's a little flip?
Well, it is a little flip, but it's worth being flip if you really enjoy guns and don't want to see guns go away simply because people misuse them. Because it would be like any tool. Now, if you watched a lot of slasher movies and whatnot over time, you know, where basically just some guy kills a whole group of teenagers, mm-hmm. You could ban chainsaws, you could ban drills, you could ban machetes, you could ban
fishing poles.
All sorts hammers. Of things. Hammers too. You know, you could ban whatever kind of fingers Freddy Krueger had. I don't know. You could ban a whole lot of different things because they are tools being misused to kill somebody.
You know what? I'm just so tired of everything being politicized.
Well,
and then they're talking this morning on the national news about
here's the deal.
One of the Republican congressman.
Yeah.
Is angry at President Trump for, again, politicizing another terrorist attack.
But see, I don't get mad when people do politicize something because I think you can't help but politicize something. Something happens and there is always somebody that says, well, now, why did that happen? That shouldn't be able to happen. And there are a lot of things that are able to happen that we wish would not happen, but they are able to happen because, you know, things happen, as the bumper sticker.
Why are we not
says.
Able to tell that these people are being politicized right in our backyard?
Well, how do you do it?
How do I do it?
Yeah, how would you tell?
Well,
I don't know how to tell whether people are being politicized.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how my neighbors feel.
And
about
a lot
politics.
Of people get mad at the Muslims because they know what's going on in their faith.
Maybe.
Well, I think they do.
Okay.
I think anybody. And if they know that somebody has got a radical outfit somewhere and is talking to young people, and if they know that, and they don't say, hey, these guys are doing this, we need to tell somebody.
Well, I don't know.
If they don't
but
do
see,
that,
like, let's see, like if Lutherans.
They're part of the problem in a big way.
Let's say Lutherans or somebody started killing people. I mean, you wouldn't assume that all the Lutherans knew this was going to happen.
Sure you would.
I wouldn't.
I would.
Well, why? You're Catholic. Do you know what the Catholics are doing right now?
Well, the churches are full of guns. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
That's all I heard from the time
I thought it was pronounced nuns.
Years old.
Personally. But.
No, I just think that somewhere, I mean, because people can't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere people know this is going
on. But getting back to my point that I was starting to
and
make.
My point is, if you know and you don't do anything,
right.
You're a major part of the problem.
Okay.
That's
right. So my point was that people politicize something because anytime something happens that you don't want to have happen again, you say, well, that shouldn't be able to happen. And a lot of times you can't prevent something from happening. Like you can't prevent human behavior from going haywire once in a while. So you can't prevent rocks because they're everywhere and people hurt each other with rocks. You can't necessarily prevent guns. You can't prevent knives. You can't prevent all that stuff. You can certainly make a list of things to prevent, and of course it'll be politicized. But whenever somebody says we should have a rule that can happen, everything gets politicized. And we already have a rule that murder isn't supposed to happen, and yet it happens every day. So these things don't work, but at least then we have a way to punish somebody who breaks the rule. It's 9:18. We'll be right back.
We put a little back so we can do it again. The new 4K a day. Listen at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. on 670 KBOI.
Dear Wednesday, cheers. Listen, amazing week in the making or one you'd like to forget. Wednesday is a high point, a proverbial hill from which you can see it. The weekend. But why wait to celebrate? Wednesday is $2 beer night presented by Bud Light. We're talking about a night jam-packed with all the Steelheads hockey action your little heart can handle. The social atmosphere that is hockey night in downtown Boise and $2 beers. Can you hear it? Opportunity knocking on the door to a great night out with the guys or bonding time with the girls. So, whether you crave the sound of hockey sticks clacking on ice, cross-check slap shots, or the smell of concessionary delights, or you just love to get out with your friends for a much-needed night out, Wednesday night is hockey night. And if you aren't at CenturyLink Arena for $2 beer night, where the H-E double hockey stick are you? Cheers to $2 beers, good friends, and a great night out. Tickets and info at IdahoSteelheads.com. Feel the steel.
Do you suffer with knee pain that is keeping you from doing activities that you enjoy most? Have you tried physical therapy or pain medications that didn't seem to work? You must find the underlying problem that's causing your knee pain if you ever want relief without taking endless drugs. Our experienced medical team at Advanced Regenerative Medicine in Meridian is trained to properly find the cause of your knee pain. After a thorough knee evaluation, we will review your case further in order to develop a specific knee treatment plan customized for you. Our goal is to finally get rid of your knee pain and increase your function once and for all. We are offering a free no-obligation knee pain consultation for the first 25 callers. Call us at 208-901-8001 to schedule a knee pain evaluation today. Imagine being able to live your life without knee pain. Call 208-901-8001. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare. Call 208-901-8001 today for your pain-free tomorrow.
Did you know 11 million U.S. homeowners have packages stolen right off their doorsteps? That's 11 million Christmas presents gone. Alpha Home Systems wants to make sure your packages arrive safely under your tree. Right now, the first 10 callers get a free doorbell camera with a new security system from Alpha Home Systems. A $200 value. Call right now. 208-475-4440. 208-475-4440. The holiday season is a prime time for break-ins and theft. Protect your home with a security system from Alpha Home Systems. With your smartphone, you can lock doors, arm your system, turn lights on and off, access video from your cameras, and more. Schedule a consultation to design the best system for your home. Call Alpha Home Systems right now to get a free doorbell camera with your new system. 208-475-4440. 208-475-4440.
Alpha Home Systems, you're gonna love it.
Hey, it's Tom Green, General Manager at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Boise. Thanks for making us Southern Idaho's number one volume Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram dealer. As Southern Idaho's number one volume Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram dealer, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else.
If you want a great deal on a new SUV, we have what you're looking for. Take home a 2017 Jeep Renegade Sport 4x4 for only $12,971. Or drive away in a 2017 Dodge Journey SE for only $14,573. A new 2017 Jeep Compass Sport starts at just $15,826. Or get into a 2017 Jeep Cherokee Latitude for $18,858. Hurry in for the best selection during the Black Friday sales event. Only at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in the Boise Auto Mall at Franklin and Cole. Renegade stock number 3770, Journey stock number 5985, Compass stock number 2289, Cherokee stock number 3748. Price after rebates and discounts plus tax, title, and $299 dealer doc fee. All financing OAC.
DodgeBoise.com.
Driven by you.
Bird seasons are here, and Cliffs has all sizes of youth shotguns available. 410, 28, 20, and 12 gauge, with stocks just the right size. Bring your younger hunters in and let the experts at Cliffs fit them with a gun that'll be a perfect match. For all hunters, 12 and 20 gauge bird loads are just $59 a case. Want to reload your own shot shells? Cliffs has new and used reloading equipment. You can learn to load your own in no time. Save money and make much better ammo. See Cliffs at 11505 Fairview between 5 Mile and Cloverdale at Pacific Plaza.
Remember, you are listening to Paul J. and Chris on 670 KBOI.
It's 923. Instant messages here. James of Garden City says the gun versus car analogy is used a lot, but it is not really comparable because millions and millions of people use cars without incident every day to conduct their lives and businesses. but hardly anyone uses a gun each day. In those cases, it is mostly just for entertainment or sport, so to compare banning one to the other is not reasonable. Well, I mean, police and army and whatnot use them every day, but and that's not for, that's not for entertainment or sport.
One of the objects is a weapon, the other one is a vehicle.
Well, true. That's true. But as we know, I'm just going ahead and giving the guy that previously wrote in the benefit of the doubt that they do have some things in common. They're both tools that are used for different reasons. But yes, there are also some things that they don't have in common.
What was our word?
Oh, our
rewards code.
Rewards code is Saints. Because today is November 1st, which is All Saints Day in the Catholic faith. Bob wrote in to say, Chris, I have a solution to the homegrown terrorists who are Muslim, and the ACLU will get their shorts in a wad over it, which probably means that constitutionally it won't work. The FBI needs to infiltrate the mosques, as the good Muslims won't out the bad ones, and they all know who the bad ones are, which is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to infiltrate my Lutheran church, they are very welcome. There we go. I've never been to a church where I knew who the bad ones were.
Well, no.
All I knew is that they were people in church.
The people who would know who the bad ones were are lifelong members of the church.
Would be the other bad ones?
And the other bad ones, yeah, sure.
Yeah. But I don't necessarily buy that, though. I don't necessarily buy that. Because I don't think, you know, even at the mosques, I don't think they sit there and discuss terrorism and decide, hey, it's probably a good idea. Why don't you, form a committee and try to figure out what to do next? Anyway, it's 9:25 or 9:26. We need to go to the news at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Barry Sanders for the law firm of Cordell & Cordell. Being a good football player didn't protect me from the trials and tribulations all men are subject to, like divorce and the prospect of losing all the things you've worked so hard for. You may not be able to save your marriage, but with Cordell & Cordell, you can try and minimize the devastation. I took the time to meet and talk with Cordell & Cordell clients and attorneys, and I can tell you that Cordell & Cordell has represented thousands of men just like you and me. If you're a man facing a divorce, consider Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Boise attorneys, 208-502-0000, online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. This is a paid endorsement. Cordell & Cordell, 950 West Bannock Street, Suite 1100, Boise, Idaho, 83702.
At Alliance Physical Medicine, they're more than just medicine. Alliance Physical Medicine is an integrated clinic with a hands-on team approach to medicine, and they truly want to make a difference in your life. Whether you suffer from arthritis or joint pain or a metabolic disease like diabetes, Alzheimer's, MS, COPD, or Crohn's, Alliance Physical Medicine sees patients that are interested in a non-surgical approach to healing. Alliance Physical Medicine is the only medical clinic in Idaho to offer diverse and effective alternative therapies. Those therapies include pain management, their patented advanced stem cell therapy, hormone therapy, wellness center health, and weight loss, and much, much more. You are invited to experience the Alliance Physical Medicine difference. Call 208-322-7900 and schedule a consultation that could change your life. That number again, 208-322-7900. Alliance Physical Medicine. Recover faster.
Create an unforgettable event at Plantation Country Club. Book your company event or holiday party today. The professional staff at Plantation Country Club will work with you to take care of all of your needs. All you do is relax and enjoy your event. Holiday parties, weddings, award banquets, or corporate outings, Plantation Country Club is the location you're looking for. Call Plantation Country Club today to secure your date and take advantage of early booking incentives. Call Carly at Plantation Country Club, 208-853-4793.
Nature.
Gelman here for Harold's Auto Body. And if you know me, you know I love my car. And Harold's Auto Body, the entire team at Harold's did a great job taking out all the scratches, all the little dings and dents in my baby. She looks great. They can do the same for you. If you've been in an accident or you just want some touch-up work done on your car, give Harold's Auto Body a call. 208-342-2043. Or find them at the corner of Boise and Geckler and tell them Nate Shellman from KBOI sent you.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Idaho Army National Guard, aired by the Idaho State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's Razors? Because we make just one perfect razor with 5 precision blades.
Ding!
We own the factory, cut out the middleman, and sell our blades for half of other overpriced 5-blade alternatives. Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. Visit Harry's.com today and use code 2424 to get a special trial offer. That's Harry's.
And are ready to roll up your sleeves, get messy, and change. Call me at Sandler Training, 208-429-9275. That's 208-429-9275. Or connect on the web at crossroads.sandler.com.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Direct Orthopedic Care, DOC, is a low-cost alternative for orthopedic injuries. Hear how DOC put one mother's mind at ease.
Friday night, we brought our daughter into your office to seek care for her hurt arm. Initially, we thought the shoulder was out of place, but it turned out to have a fracture. I happened to work at a local medical center, and I just wanted to say the care we received at your office was awesome. We came in right at closing time, and no one was irritated or fussy with us about it. You were quick but very thorough. Your front desk guy was super awesome as well. I loved his sense of humor, and I think when you're having these crazy moments with your kids, it's refreshing to have people you are working with be kind and have a sense of humor.
Go direct to DOC. Direct Orthopedic Care, open daily with 4 locations. Broadway and Boise Avenue, on Rifleman by the Mall, off Eagle Road in the freeway, and in Nampa off Midland Boulevard. Visit BoiseDoc.com.
So just walk, walk into DOC.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul Jay and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:37. Paul Jay and Chris, go to the phones. And Jim, good morning.
Morning. I would just like to point out, you know, how a lot of times we try to go back in the history of when violence started in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first one people think about was Whitman at the University of Texas, August 1st, 1966.
Charles Whitman, yeah.
But, you know, if you remember, and I remember well, 2.5 weeks before that, July 13th, 1966, there was Richard Speck that murdered 8 student nurses in Chicago with a knife.
Right.
So, I just wanted to make that comment.
Okay.
And an interesting thing about the World Series, I love numbers, and I've been keeping track of the scores.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dodgers, every game, have scored in multiples of 3. It was 3, 6, 3, 6, 12, 3.
Hmm. That's amazing.
So I figured today the Dodgers should score 6 or, well, maybe 9 runs. They've missed that one so far.
Yeah.
All right. Now, did you have your scores there? What have they done in the 6th inning?
Oh, no, I don't go inning by inning.
Well, I tell you what, they get 3 runs every 6th inning.
Well, you know, I I've said before, I used to love the Astros, but they deserted. They're traitors to their league. So I have not watched the series. I tune in KNX Los Angeles, you know, around midnight, find out who won.
And the games have been magnificent.
Well, yeah, that. Well, the Astros have won the two extra inning games, the one in L.A. and the one in Houston. So I don't know. And when there's a game like 13 to 12 in extra innings, it's something else, I guess.
Yeah, that was one of the most, I mean, as far as a work of art, maybe not, but as far as pure entertainment, it was awesome.
Maybe there was something in Houston that night.
It must have been.
So, well, take care.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to John. John, good morning.
How you doing today?
Good.
I thought it was kind of odd that you were talking about, you know, in the middle of your piece there, how some people won't shut up, but we have two people on the radio. Ha-ha.
That a boom.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys do a good job. I don't think it matters what religion, color, wherever you come from on this planet. Well, maybe even off-world. Snitches get stitches.
Yep.
So trying to figure out who's going to do what is going to take new and old world surveillance, cops being cops like they're supposed to be, you know, those types of things.
Sure.
But if we weighed it on current events, whether it's this guy with the truck or, let's say, Mueller, we have a problem. Those that know aren't saying anything. We wouldn't have, let's say, a Uranium One deal if the FBI had actually done its job, right?
Right.
Those people were being tracked. This gentleman that used this truck got in on what's supposed to be a lottery system. Reading that says there's about 14 million applicants. Mr. Schumer would like all of them, but unfortunately there's only 50,000 a year that get this. So if you added in chain migration to those 50,000, they've probably easily brought 500,000 people here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I was getting at, those that know, you know, that are deep within those entities aren't saying the things that they should be saying. You can just even take a look at Chicago. You know, gun violence there, 500, you know, wounded or killed plus every year. Who's saying what there? Not a lot and not enough.
Why is that?
Well, there's obviously tons of different things involved there, but most of it is going to be, you know, guns, gangs, and drugs.
People are afraid, right?
Well, the communities in that sense have, you know, placated to the wrong side and within the last couple of years have made the cops the enemy. Those people in blue are going into areas where the neighborhoods don't like them, but they're still expected to do their jobs there. Those that are saying that cops are bad in every situation with, you know, stupid things like, you know, raising their hands and pretending that something happened and it didn't, create those avenues. Would you like to be a cop in Chicago right now?
Nope.
Let me. I'll amend that, though. I wouldn't want to be one anywhere.
Well,
that's way too tough of a job, I think.
Yeah, let's just take those areas of Chicago where these men and women have to go into these neighborhoods where they don't know who's after them.
Exactly.
They're the ones with the target, and yet they're still doing their job.
Yeah,
I would say, you know, everybody's going to have a bad apple, and people are going to do things that are not in accordance. But to put those officers or any officer as a whole, in that kind of light for what a couple do is, you know, not well and good. And defending those that attack them, you know, like people at the top, Jesse Jackson and whatnot, attacking the entire police force as if it was, you know, something that they didn't want, is wrong. And same thing with, you know, the FBI in these current situations. The people that knew didn't say anything. So it's one of those things where you're not going to penetrate those things without the proper means.
Mm-hmm.
As we just heard on the news, that lady, the nurse, just got $500,000 in a settlement for defending her patient's rights.
Yeah.
Lo and behold to her, she actually did the right thing, unbeknownst to, you know, an officer or two.
Yep. But
those are the kinds of things that need to happen. Not in every case. I mean, we're all going to do what the man or the woman with the gun and the stick tell us to do. I mean, usually that's the right thing. But we have to stand up for those that do the right thing when it looks like it's not. But badgering every cop for what one or two do, if you look at how many times they get called out, I mean, heck, even the NFL. I mean, if those guys would, you know, take a hard look at what they're doing, they may back off the pedal, because these cops are going into the neighborhoods that the NFL thinks it's trying to protect. With that said, you guys have a good day.
All right. Thanks, John.
Gary of Emmett says, Dear Chris and Paul, from the 1930s to 1965 or so, the U.S. paused immigration to allow those immigrants here to assimilate. Americans have sacrificed before. It would be a bit of hardship, but previous generations endured for the greater good. No ban, but a pause to adjust and assimilate. Businesses would just have to bite the bullet and pay higher wages for the right wage. There will always be someone to do any job, and there will be no lack of talent as long as there is no lack of money. With over 330 million residents, we can get all the jobs done. The New York tragedy points out the need to revisit immigration policy again, and how many times do we have to learn the same lesson? Pause all immigration for a while, make the slogan out of many, one, become our credo. Part of the reason they paused immigration for a time was because somebody in Congress, and these were white men, decided that they didn't like the United States becoming less white and more of other colors. And so they decided that the United States was the perfect mix of people about 1890, which meant that, it, you know, at the time it was probably about 85% white, and that it should stay 85% white always. And the first thing they decided to do was to curtail immigration for a while so the United States could become more white. And by about the mid-60s, they had decided that that was quite unconstitutional based on what the country was built on, which is simply people coming from other places. Because there were a lot of people that read the Constitution and they say, great, give us your tired, your poor, as long as they're from Europe.
Yeah.
Don't give us anybody from Africa. Don't give us anybody from Asia. Don't give us anybody we don't like. Just give us the people from Europe. And that's there have been people who have been reluctant to call for something like that ever since. It's 9:47. We'll be right back.
All used inventory. Close out prices. It's Camping World of Meridian's used liquidation blowout November 2nd through 4th. We have over 140 used units that must be moved now. Take advantage of used RVs starting at under $5,000. Used Class C motorhomes starting at under $25,000. These deals won't last long and no reasonable offer will be refused at Camping World of Meridian's used liquidation blowout November 2nd through 4th. Offers valid only at Camping World RV sales in Meridian, Idaho. See dealer for details and full disclaimers. Offer expires 11/4/17.
Say, what does being Idaho's number one volume Honda dealer mean? At Larry H. Miller Honda in Boise at the Boise Auto Mall, it means an awesome new state-of-the-art facility low prices, superior service, and the best selection of award-winning Honda vehicles. Vehicles like the 2017 Honda Accord, which was given its 31st Car and Driver Top 10 Award. Kelley Blue Book has named the Accord a 2017 Best Buy of the Year. Buy a new Honda Accord at Larry H. Miller Honda in Boise. Rates as low as 0.9% for up to 60 full months. Larry H. Miller Honda in Boise at the Boise Auto Mall at Franklin and Cole or at lmhonda.com. Their success is in the experience you have. Larry Miller Honda, the one you trust.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-643-5081. 800-643-5081. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-643-5081.
Changes are coming to how Idahoans will get through airport security. Do you currently use your Idaho license or ID card for TSA? Starting in 2020, if you want to keep using your driver's license, it will have to be a STAR card. Your county DMV will begin issuing STAR cards in early 2018. Be prepared and find out what documents you need to add a STAR. Go online to itd.idaho.gov/STAR card. This message brought to you by the Idaho Transportation Department.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. I founded Madison Reed with the idea to create luxurious, ammonia-free, salon-quality at-home hair color that saves women time and money. Thanks to all of you, it's working. From New York to Florida, California to North Dakota, women all over the U.S. are trying and loving Madison Reed. Whether you're a busy mom, an executive, or a beauty fanatic, this is hair color that gives you the freedom to do more of what you love. This is hair color for all. In under an hour and less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, multi-dimensional, shiny hair. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have discovered a better way to color. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code Good Hair. That's code Good Hair.
A Boise man will spend some time in the Gray Bar Hotel. He's in trouble for child pornography. Details coming up on 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:52. New York heightens security after a terror attack.
But the entire town?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, but what are you going to do? I mean, if you knew when it was coming, you could do it before.
Well, sure.
Let's go to pro-life.
Well, you know, when you're talking about violence and immigration, what you have to realize is that there's some people just totally inclined to do that, and some of them can be some communists, socialists. They believe in using violence to get their way, and of course Islam does that. And so I'm saying that anybody that believes in Sharia law should be barred from being in the United States, and also communists. And as an immigration policy, it doesn't matter what color you are. It's what your values and beliefs are. But we don't do that in the United States. We'll take anybody, and it's pretty stupid. You know, it's like you have a business and you want to take, you're not going to just hire anybody. They have to be compatible with your values. And so we don't have any values anymore, so we just let anybody in.
How do we not have any values?
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I have values, but that doesn't translate to the national values.
How has your stance, if you will, been accepted? And we obviously, I mean, I know you, and I know that you've never been reticent to express the way you feel.
Yeah.
How has your stance been accepted, and the people who like it, what do they think? And the people who don't like it, what do they think?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that know what I'm saying is the truth, and I'm the only reason I'm saying it is the truth. I mean, you know, I run for office, but I never get enough votes to mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because people are selfish and they want to vote for their own interest, and which isn't always truthful, you know.
Are there people who believe something that you don't believe who have values?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you can have wrongful values. There's values all over the place.
But if they don't believe what you believe, they are wrong.
No, I'm not saying that. I could be wrong. But my only intent is to represent truth. I mean, if my intent was to represent some selfish, and I lose a lot in life because I've taken this position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could be very wealthy like some members of my family if I would have just stayed in my family business. But I haven't. I've become an organic farmer and done a lot of stuff that, I mean, you know, I can't even have a political party. I'm so truthful, I guess you'd say. Now, that's pretty sad, but the truth about immigration and violence is that you can't let people in and you have to deport people that are wrong.
Okay.
And with that, we are out of time.
I kind of like going back to deporting people who, you know, show up and then commit crimes.
Well, in a way, those people are wrong.
There we go.
But
it's what they're wrong about.
Exactly.
It's 9:55.
Did you know 11 million U.S. homeowners have packages stolen right off their doorsteps? That's 11 million Christmas presents gone. Alpha Home Systems wants to make sure your packages arrive safely under your tree. Right now, the first 10 callers get a free doorbell camera with a new security system from Alpha Home Systems. A $200 value. Call right now. 208-475-4440. 208-475-4440. The holiday season is a prime time for break-ins and theft. Protect your home with a security system from Alpha Home Systems. With your smartphone, you can lock doors, arm your system, turn lights on and off, access video from your cameras, and more. Schedule a consultation to design the best system for your home. Call Alpha Home Systems right now to get a free doorbell camera with your new system. 208-475-4440. 208-475-4440.
Alpha Home Systems, you're gonna love it. Alpha Home Systems.
Experience, training, and expertise are all important factors in deciding who takes care of your foot and ankle problems. Dr. Travis J. Kemp is an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in foot and ankle surgery. Unlike other foot and ankle specialists, an orthopedic surgeon goes through extensive training and education and is capable of taking on the most complex foot and ankle problems. So understand the orthopedic difference. Make sure your foot and ankle doctor is an orthopedic surgeon. Schedule an appointment today with Travis J. Kemp, MD, at Allied Orthopedics. Visit tjkempmd.com. For more information.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
If you need cash now, you need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $2,000 sometimes by tomorrow. And you don't need perfect credit. It's free to apply and available 24/7 from your computer or smartphone. Get up to $2,000 for rent, bills, child care, expenses, car repairs, or anything else. Trust WeFixMoney.com. Trust the name you know, WeFixMoney.com.
We are 670 KBOI Boise.
A Cumulus station.
It's 10 o'clock. KBOI News starts now.